Matthew.
Hello, Neil. How's it going?
Good, man. Thanks for getting in touch. This is back to more business of mine last week when I was talking about those with red hair or ginger hair really are the chosen ones, right?
Well, as so you say, because when I was growing up, we seemed to be the odd ones out, you know.
How tough was it for you?
Modern thing.
Why do you say you were the odd one out?
I don't know, because we stuck out from the crowds. Everyone seemed to think it was funny to come up and be like, oh, you're ginger, just to point out the fact that you'd have red hair, even though it's blatantly obvious, you know.
That just made them stupid people. But were you bullied or mocked as a consequence?
Well, me personally, other than being called Ron Weasley on the odd occasion, because the Harry Potter movies were out around that time, not too much. But there was, you know, points and jabs and shirt. Most of the movies, the comic was always, like, the comic fool was the redhead in a lot of movies, you know. So just small tinges of mockery, but nothing too bad, I suppose.
Without going back through the list that I read out last week, there was a long list of very, very famous redheads, both male and female, down through the decades.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's just one of these silly notions that got legs, wasn't it?
I'd say it's more of a bit of jealousy, you know, because a lot of people try to dye their hair our colour, but they can't. So,
did you know that people with redhead hair are the last colour hair to go grey?
I did, yeah. We actually fade supposedly into a nice white in our old age, according to the stats.
Okay, but did you set up a redheads group?
All right, so myself and a couple of buddies about 20 years ago in the Peace Park, Bishop Lucy. At the time, we thought were the biggest gingers in Cork, because we all had long hair, kind of shoulder length or so, you know.
You're like someone out of a metal. You're like somebody out of a heavy metal band, you know.
Well, I do play guitar in a band, so you're not far off there, Neil. You're not.
Yeah, you look to me as if you're like members of Led Zeppelin or Deep Purple or Molly Hatchet or something mad like that.
All the above. No, but basically, back in 2006, funny enough, 20 years to this summer, we came up, we said, look, we're going to make a group, an official, unofficial group called the CGA, which is the Cork Gingers Association. I know it's ridiculous.
There's a bunch of people who only eat ginger nuts when they drink tea.
Yeah. Specific diets and all sorts. But basically, if you're redheaded, you're in the club, all right? And if you're not, I'm sorry, but it's a gingers only. So we don't account for the fingers, the fake gingers, you see.
Those that dye red. So that was 20 years ago. Has it gone from strength to strength?
Well, I've been trying to get it to go. I was saying to the lads, James Newman and Sean Long are the other two lads there, and we have another official fella, Anto, is one of the lads, so I gotta say his name. But I was saying we need to do something for the 20th anniversary of this unofficial group. You know, so something has to happen this summer in Cork.
So is it just the four of you?
Well, it's the four of us, but every other ginger throughout the last 20 years, especially if I've seen one, I've been like, right, have you heard of the CJ? No, well, you're in it. So There you go. Okay. You're welcome.
But is your hair still red and long? It's below shoulder length.
I'd say chest level, yeah. It's quite long. I get a couple of looks from the women, all right. They seem to be giving out to me saying that they're jealous of my long hair.
Oh, my God. It is chest level. It absolutely is. Is it annoying, though? Is it not a nuisance?
No, not really. You just tie it up when you don't want it in your face and just throw it around, just leave it down.
So, do you ever get it cut?
I've only got, I'd say, the ends cut. My cousin Megan, who's actually listening here at the moment, she's the only person I trust to cut my hair at the moment. Because if you go into a salon, they'll take about 6 to 8 inches off you. And, Jesus, I couldn't be doing that now, Neil.
6 to 8 inches of hair took a lot of hard work to grow.
You know, well, the salons, they always say, oh, it's just the ends, but sure, the ends in their eyes could be half a foot, like.
And do you have kind of like is there any kind of like secret code or secret handshake or a secret wink or anything for long-haired red heads like you when you pass them in public?
Do you know, this is something I've kind of thought about. Like, we all, like, maybe it's just me. I could be just an odd one out. But if I see a fellow redhead guy or girl walking past me, I don't know, you kind of make contact. There's a bit of a nod, you know, a subtle, I'm not going to bother you, but I'm aware of your existence, like.
Yeah, it's amazing, because there's so few of you. You bond together. Like, people with black or brown or blonde hair wouldn't, like, or grey hair for that matter.
You just walk past each other like this. Like, you don't even know. Like,
But the 1% have to look out for each other, right?
Well, that's it, because supposedly blue-eyed redheads are the 1% of the world population of redheads. So, you know, supposedly, that is plenty of funny facts. Like, Jesus Christ. If I went for a surgery, for example, I'd need extra anaesthetic, because redheads have a tolerance to anaesthesia. It's just bizarre. Obviously, we're allergic to the sun as much as we do love it.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, I just, like, how do you get on with strangers that may be of the same or opposite sex? Do they find the red hair and the blue eyes attractive?
Well, I do get compliments on occasion, but I don't know. Sometimes you're kind of wondering, are they sincere? Are you just saying it because you're next to them? Like, for example, I was out recently and there was, I don't know, there was someone from abroad and they came up and they asked me, was I a Viking? And I, of course, said I was. I was like, I'm a Viking, don't worry. I dressed up as a leprechaun for a few Paddy's days in the full get-up, strolling around town, and all the tourists again wanted pictures and things like that. No, I just do it for the crack. Like, I'm not that, like, hardcore into, this is my identity or anything, but...
No, listen, don't change a hair on your head. We love you just the way you are.
So new. Nice one.
Take care, man. Mind yourself. Well, Matthew Murphy, a member of the Cork Ginger Association. They're working on membership, but they're a happy bunch.